This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Worst loss of the season for my money, because every aspect of the game was not represented well. They didn't run the bases well. Left side of the infield is an absolute mess. The bullpen comes out with, instead of a fire extinguisher, they come out with a gas can and matches. I mean, there's still nobody behind Aaron Judge. We can all identify the Yankees' flaws right now, because for the most part, Sal, the flaws of the Yankees have been very similar over the years. A little slow, even though they're more athletic this year, but not a great athletic team, not great clutching. Everybody knows that. So what I'm saying is this. Something's got to change in terms of the messaging. So today, and I don't think that this will happen, but what I think should happen is there needs to be a repercussion that's felt two ways. Number one, and I love the kid, but I got to keep it real. When Anthony Volpe gets to the ballpark today, Anthony Volpe's not starting. He's not playing. And I'm going to show Mark Leiter enough respect to not even have him go to the ballpark because I cut him. And, like, I'm honestly not even trying to be wise-ass here. Like, that you cannot play this poorly, whether it's the Angels series. I mean, myriad mistakes on the bases, just shoddy deep. The defense has been bad. You can't let this go unchecked. You've got to have some penalty.
The defense is supposed to be the thing because, like, you know, we heard about the plan B, and okay, well, moving Soto, now they get pieces that fit better. We also knew coming into the year they did not have a third baseman. They still don't have a third baseman. And you heard the comments from Jazz Chisholm after the game yesterday. He clearly is frustrated with having to be moved from second base to third base. The New York Yankees should be better than that. I'm not opposed to holding guys accountable or making some moves, whether it's cutting Leiter or sending Volpe down. Like, you know, the idea that Volpe's just getting, BT, I said it like 3 weeks ago, Volpe's a boss, we got to realize that. He's only gotten worse since then.
He's fallen apart lately.
He's crumbling down. Now, here's where I'll be a voice of reason for a second. The Jazz third base thing is an easy fix. Move Jazz to second, play LeMahieu for now at third, or whatever, whoever you want to put there, whatever you want to do, and then go get a third baseman like I've been saying they should have done in February with Bregman. Go get a third baseman. Now, that's an easy fix. The more difficult, and the bullpen's also an easy fix. I know Cruz gets hurt. I know you talk about Leiter, whatever. You know, Loazaga is not being good, but they could go get an arm at the trade deadline. The difficult fix is, how are you going to find a bat to protect Judge? You talked about that. And what are you going to do with Volpe? Like, that, they don't have a shortstop. Unfortunately, right now, the Yankees don't have a short. Even the catcher's interference nonsense with the scar.
Come on.
They can't keep having it. I mean, they just can't. Those little things.
It makes it look worse.
And directly costing the Yanks yesterday. Directly costing Max Fried. To a point where he's got to work an extra batter. Then he walks somebody. Then he gives up the home run to Jimenez. You saw it also get them late with the catcher's interference. Like, that stuff can't happen. And against the Blue Jays, who are playing pretty well right now, and the Yanks are not, there's no margin for error. But I think they have some minor issues. The big issue could be their shortstop.
But I'm going to go back to the repercussions, and that does involve Anthony Volpe, more so with Mark Leiter. And listen, it's not meant to be disrespectful, but Mark Leiter pitches way too much, and Mark Leiter too often does not pitch well. And I've got to at least send the tone here There's a message that's got to be sent that this is the Yankees, okay? And your point about, you know, how do you not have a third baseman with this payroll, basically, that's one aspect of it. And that could be addressed. But the other aspect of being the Yankees is that there was always an urgency. And I'm not pulling back into the days of George and Hal. I'm not even going there. But everybody knows what I mean. You know, I mean, Bobby Meacham was a first-round pick back in the day. He made an error. I think it was in Texas. George Steinbrenner literally walked in the clubhouse, said, "You're going, we're shipping you out." And I know that those days are gone. And I'm never going to, unless it just got worse and worse, there's no way I believe Volpe should go to the minors. But right now, the hard reality of it is he needs a reset. And Anthony Volpe right now does not look like a major league shortstop. The excuse was for his intermittent hitting, right? Like the up and down nature to his hitting.
Right, great defense.
You know, we could justify it with, yeah, but he picks it all, and he's on base, he's stealing base, he's stealing, this damn phone is driving me insane already. Right? So, I just pushed like three buttons, yeah. I couldn't find the right one. I finally got it. So, Anthony Volpe's got to sit, because I think if you do that, and I don't know downstream what impact it truly will have, but I know this. If there's not a bold move and sitting Volpe and cutting somebody like Leiter is bold to me, then it's just status quo and it's deemed acceptable. And the way the Yankees look right now is utterly unacceptable.
Okay, so let's be clear. Neither of us are concerned that we still think they're going to win the division. Whether they do or not, who knows?
I don't know that.
Oh, you're concerned about the team long term?
I'm not concerned about them making the playoffs. But remember, okay, going into the season, I didn't think it was a lock that they'd be a division winner. Yeah, well, they jumped out to, they have a 6 or 7 game lead. I'm like, all right, better than I thought. Well, here we are. You're 11 games over 500.
Oh, wait. Okay. So
the division's crowded.
I'm not going to go there yet. Now, I didn't think that they were as good. We've had this debate, and we can continue to have this debate until proven, whatever it may be. I definitively did not think the Yankees were better than they were a year ago getting the World Series. However, at this point, I'm not saying that, oh, they're a bad team and they're going to get nipped by the Blue Jays, whatever. I think they'll make some moves. But I like your accountability thing, because that is something that has been lacking within the organization for years, starting at the top. When Brian Cashman has been allowed to assemble these teams year after year after year after year, and they keep doing the same things, launch angle, too many strikeouts, not playing the game the right way, there was no accountability there. What do you expect to change? Younger guys developing. Hey, they didn't want to send Volpe down a year, 2 years ago, let alone a year ago, or now, whatever it may be.
But I never felt that they should have. I know others disagreed. Well, I never looked at somebody that was not a major leaguer, even when he was hitting .220.
But if Brian Cashman defended Volpe, which he did years ago, definitively.
With us, on our show.
Well, that, yes. And then you remember the clip that was going around yesterday on social media.
Which one?
Where it was the year after Volpe's rookie year.
All right, so 2024. It was last year.
Winter meetings.
Into last year.
Right, it must have been going into last year. Or maybe just the end of his rookie year.
Okay.
Joel Sherman was pressing Cashman. It was when Cashman got testy with the media.
I remember that exchange. Yeah,
and there was one specifically where it was like, well, it's 1 year. Maybe it's just a player underperforming for 1 year. You come back to me and ask me that same question at the end of year two when Volpe's a star. Okay, well, now we're in year three, and Volpe has gotten worse. He's only gotten worse. I'm not trying to pin this all on him, but the Yankees' lack of accountability starting at the top, where Hal's just like, okay, it's okay, we don't make it to the World Series. And then they do last year, okay, well, it's okay, we lose Juan Soto, and don't go all in on everybody else. Because their plan B, while it might have been sound, while it was good and adequate for some, it was never as all in as it could have been for the Yankees trying to build off of their first World Series appearance since 2009. So it starts with that, and then some of the younger players, if they're not performing, oh, here you go. Here's enough runway, Glaber or Gary Sanchez or whoever else it may be, in this case, Volpe, and there's nothing being done about it.
Well, here's what I don't understand, right? So sticking with – Leiter's just, a transactional move that might send a little ripple in the clubhouse, whatever. But Volpe's obviously the big play here.
Or just moving Jazz. Like, there are other things they could do.
That's true.
You can just keep rolling them out there and hope for the best.
Well, that's why I'm saying no. Yeah. I mean, I gotta sit him. I gotta sit him today. I wouldn't let him play the second game against Toronto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Until now, you kind of wish that maybe you had the Pirates or the Reds or another of the White Sox, a fairly obscure in terms of rivalry or energy team, waiting for the Yankees after the Blue Jays series, right, rather than the Mets, when it's going to be absolutely nuts.
You got the Mets. They just got pounded by Pittsburgh. They're up next.
Good luck with that bullpen today. Doubleheader. Oh, my God. Which, by the way, does not allow Clay Holmes to pitch on that Sunday against the Yankees. But we'll get to Mets-Yankees. We'll get to, obviously, Mets-Brewers later. Doubleheader today. The point is this, though. So I look at the way sports has gone, and we talked about this in the NBA starting years ago with Greg Popovich, maintenance days. Well, maintenance days were used to basically protect the player's body. In this instance, whether you want to call it a bench or a mental respite, how about protecting the player from his mind? There is no way. And listen, whether it's Cash, whether it's Boone, whether it's the lowest level minor league roving instructor, they have forgotten more baseball than I will ever know. Than our show combined, the station combined. That's their livelihood. That is their craft, and I respect it. But they have to see what we see. And I'm just talking about body language. Like right now, Anthony Volpe, he is drowning, and the Yankees are allowing him to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean. Throw the young man a life preserver, get him on the sand, get him a towel, get him something to eat, and then let him go back in the water. I'd sit him.
Yeah, and this is a bigger thing than just Volpe to me in just that one instance. This has been building for years with Brian Cashman. Also thinking, to your point, we know. Cashman has had that attitude. We know more than you think we know. We're smarter than you give us credit for. And they have the resume to say, well, look at how many years of the last 30 years.
Yeah, he's got some evidence there.
Okay, but then I can point back and say, well, you're the Yankees, and you're supposed to win with the resources that you have. You've been to one World Series since 2009, and that was with Juan Soto, who left. Like, that doesn't happen usually to the New York Yankees, and for whatever reason, it did. And it's not about him. It's about them building it out. Like, if George were alive, I don't want to go down that road either, but
all know what it means.
It means there would have been some accountability. And if, at the very least, if not accountability, then they would have gone out there and spent bigger and better. Oh, okay. Soto, you're going to spurn us and go to the Mets? Then we're going to go get every superstar that's out there. Bregman, bring him in and go play third base. Yankees right now, again, it's not panic. Yankees right now, going through a little rough stretch. It happens to everybody. But you can see flaws with the way the organization operates here.
Yeah, you can. And we've pointed them out for a while.
Yes.
You know, and I'm just, it's crazy. I'm like, I took notes yesterday like it's a playoff game. Yeah. Like, and I always have the notebook, you know that. But there were just so many things. I didn't want to miss anything. And I'm writing some of this stuff down. And I'm not going to, you know, drown and bore everybody with a million pages here. But one thing that jumps out to me, because this is emblematic of a lot of things that are wrong with the Yankees. Top seven. All right, top seven, Yanks are down 4-2. Judge with the intentional walk, which, by the way, and we were talking about this yesterday, obviously, you were out.
Yeah.
But that's the 21st now that he's been walked. The Yankee record is 23, and that was during Mickey Mantle's season in 1957.
It's only going to get worse.
Go and ask Francesa what Mantle was doing in 57. It was pretty much what Judge is doing now to an extent. Like, that's how long it's been. The point is, they walk Judge, right? And then you have an ever by Clement who never makes errors. Then you have an ever by Vladdy at first base when he took his eye off the ball. Now, the Yankees scored two runs, and Judge was walked with first base occupied. So it's now first and second. You get two minor league, little league errors, and you only scratch out two runs. That's the inning that you got to put a five spot on the board and bury a team. And that's why I say that inning is very emblematic of a lot of the flaws of the Yankees, and they've got too many for my taste. I'm worried about them.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is calling from New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to talk about something I read the other day as far as the Yankees, you know, the Anthony Volpe shortstop issue. So somebody had put something online saying that they think that maybe that they should try to acquire, Bobichet, I think it is?
Yeah, right. Bobichet.
From the Toronto Blue Jays,
yeah.
You know, because he's a free agent. And I don't know, you know, what you guys think.
Well, Toronto's not making a deal with the Yankees now. There's no way.
No, I'm saying for free agency, not because he's a free agent.
I'm worried about this year. John, I appreciate the big picture view, but John, we got some problems now, buddy.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to go out and get somebody during the trading deadline. Either that is to get a third baseman, or they're going to have to get a second baseman, hands down.
Yep, I agree. They need a third baseman, and they need two relief arms. They need multiple moves.
But it's no surprise that they've needed a third baseman, because you and I, our disagreement on it was that we both said they needed a third baseman. Mine was just, hey, go get Bregman now. Yours as well. They could go get one at the trade deadline. Fair enough. Okay, either way, like, you think Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone don't think that they need a third baseman?
They do. That. And by the way, the reason why I was not high on Bregman for the Yankees is just the way where he hits the ball is. Yeah. That's why he does so well with Fenway with the OPS. Right. Pull happy, 37
would have
feet.
Been a lot of money, whatever.
You know, yeah, and he doesn't go to right field at all. Yeah. I mean, so that's where you get a lot of cheap home runs to right field. He doesn't do that.
All right, but now think about the alternatives. You could bring in Arenado, who they didn't like in the offseason. Right. Otherwise, they would have traded for him there, so I don't think it's going to be him.
Did they not like him, or did they not like the money attached to him? Like, they better start liking him, because Arenado changes the entire complexion of this team.
He might be their best option. Look, either way, a third baseman, you know, like a big league actual third baseman, doesn't need to be a superstar.
Yep.
Somebody that can field the ball, somebody that can put the bat on the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, Arenado would be a nice fit, whatever.
Hit 270.
Move Jazz to second. Okay, that solves one problem, but then what about the shortstop? I mean,
you just got to hope that Anthony Volpe plays his way out of it. I mean, I can't, and I said this yesterday too, like, we've had debates on his ceiling. I have never been concerned with his floor. But I'm starting to get a little concerned now, because now he's unraveling, which is why I'm saying the Yankees should sit him today and tomorrow. Just give him a little couple days off. I know he'd have to leave the hotel. He'd have to go to the yard. But I would even take – don't even take BP. But leave your glove, do a little jog, and stretch it up and watch for 2 days, right? But I do think now that the floor that I thought was not visible for Volpe is becoming a little more apparent, because I think his head is a mess.
Dude, I said it weeks ago about, all right, we got to call him a bust. Like, why is everybody afraid to say it? I, even with saying that, I'm with you. Like, I thought the floor was bad enough. You know, 225, whatever it may be. This is not good. Now it's gotten worse.
Leads baseball in errors at shortstop, and he's not hitting, and he's not running right now.
And it looks like he's lost.
And that's my point. You've got to protect the young man from himself at this point.
Right, and then the reason why I said, when he had callers talking about it last week, hey, maybe send him down, I was like, I don't know if you can do that, because at this point, there's too much, like, it's year three. Imagine sending him down. That might do too much damage to him.
I wouldn't send them down.
But they
don't have another option.
They may not have a choice. Well, that is true, too, but
I still wouldn't send them down. I mean, I think it's a little different for a pitcher. Roy Halladay got sent down years ago with Toronto. Like, there is a roadmap to Vientos a year ago to get sent down and come back and do some damage. But, again, I would sit him for a couple of days.
But it's not working here.
I hear you.
Mark is on Croton on the Hudson. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, BT, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Love to take BT. Usually see eye to eye. Sal, I know you're a Yankee hater, but we're good. I think growing up, 37 years old, 96 team, was in fourth grade. So that Yankee run is definitely, like, cemented into my memories. But, like, when I turn around and watch the Yankees today, I cannot recognize the brand of baseball that they're playing. That I was great growing up, you know, raised to, you know, good defense, good hustle, picking guys up. I don't see that. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm just stating, I hate their brand of baseball.
Mark, let me throw this at you. And I don't, I think we got to, no, we're good.
Yeah.
I think that is kind of going around baseball. Like, now the Yankees have issues that maybe some of the other elite teams don't. They also have pluses that some of the other elite teams don't. But when you bring up, like, the 96 Yankees and all the role players, obviously the stars as well, Yes, the Yankees looked very different aesthetically then from how they do now, but so did baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's be fair. The game has changed, and there's less emphasis on doing the little things, not just the Yankees.
Well, that's why I'm not overly concerned, is because we've been down this road before. This is the same thing last year. And the argument, like, I remember doing one show one day, I think it was when you were out, when you were filling in for Susan.
Okay.
And one show was, hey, Yankees just, they're not a good enough team. Like, they don't do things the right way, whatever. And the next day was like, hey, you know what the good news is? Neither is anybody else. There are no good baseball teams. Look at Toronto, the team that beat the Yankees yesterday, kicking the ball all over the place, giving the Yankees opportunities with stupid, silly minor league errors. So that's why I'm not going nuts about the Yankees. And we still know that even their worst is going to be better than most. But that's what lets them skate by.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability free, and that shouldn't be the case. They should have built a better team. They should be better. They should hold themselves to a higher standard and expect more. Not just, well, look at the American League, look at the AL East, look at how many wins we have. They should be trying to build a better team with a better brand of baseball, and they haven't done it for years.
And until they get there, that's why I'm sending an absolutely swift message where nobody needs to interpret. Volpe, you're sitting, and we're cutting lighter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.